Okay, so we studied in Ravik Shehen Mechubarin, the theory that I have, which I'm very fond of, I have to say, of, you know, Michutz Lamachane, Badadi Yeshev Michutz Lamachane Moshevo, Ve'ad Lifnei Hashem, is a two-stage process. First, in terms of the Hasaras, Chalosh Shem Tzaras, Mitzora, then he becomes the Mitaher, right? That's all Yidei Neshtei Tziporim Chayos Toros, the Ramban, the Sira Mishtaleach, and the Shtei Tziporim. And then there's Tvila and Teglachas as Kol Saro, another Machlokis Rashi Ramban we talked about yesterday. And then he's Michutz La'olo Shevas Yamim. He can't return to his home just yet, but he's in the Machane. And then the next phase is to bring him all the way Lifnei Hashem, right? Keneged Beis Kadesh HaKadoshim. And the Avodas Hadam is only, you only have it only where, one other place, which is the Mehamiluim, right? Al Tanuch Ozna Mayamanis, Vabon Yadam Hayamanis, Vabon Raglam Hayamanis, in addition to the Lokas Shaman. Okay. So basically, Chamishik Shen Mechubarim is just the Ola V'Yoredim Dal Hovein Yado Maseh, I guess? But you find an absolutely fascinating phenomenon, and it's amazing that it's not discussed more in the Pesukim, which is the Avodas Hadam of the Karban Hashem, right? The Karban Hashem dominates the Chatas and the Ola in both cases. So here we have a fascinating V'im Dal Hovein Yado Maseh. He can't compromise on the Hashem. The Hashem has to remain a Keves. The Chatas and the Ola, that's where you can bring the birds, right? So you would just expect that the Torah says, V'im dal huvein yadom ha-seges, so v'lakach keves echad v'log shaman, and then he would bring, you know, shnei terim v'shnei b'nei yinah, echad le'olah v'echad le'chatas, and that would be the end of the story. And yet the Torah, I'm just going to read it, because it's so striking when you actually read it inside, where the Torah actually then just goes through almost verbatim the Avodas Hadam, Vehashemen, you know, in the case of the Ani. Same din. Word for word. Lifnei Hashem, Keneged, Beis Kadesh HaKadoshim. V'nasana kohen min Hashem v'nasho al-kapo, al-tenuch ozen ha-mitayar yamanis, v'abon yadon yamanis, v'abon yiragwa yamanis, al-mekom dam ha-asham, right? We learn halacha from there, that if it's niskaneach, if the actual blood went off, it's still the makom is goreim. We talked about that during the Me'am Iluyim, what I thought the symbolism was of yadayim, raglayim, and osnayim. V'hanosar min Hashem v'nasho al-kapo kohen, you guessed it, yitain al-rosh ha-mitayar l'chaper l'avdin Hashem. And then we asas echad miyaterim of bnei yonam yasher tasigado es echad chatas es echad ola zos tarasa sherbonega tarasa shelos tasigado b'toraso. You could have saved at least seven psukim, at least. So why does it go through the entire story again? So I think this is yisod shebi yisodos shebi yisodos. Karo Hashem lechol karo lechol shirikru v'emes. Yadus revolutionized the notion of the relationship between money and Lifnei Hashem. Here we have V'im Dalhu. The entire point is to get this person Lifnei Hashem, and the Torah emphasizes that there is absolutely no financial barrier when it comes to the Mitzorah, bringing him Lifnei Hashem, and goes word for word over it. It's exactly the same. Yeah, it's true. You could say this person, you know, isn't going to be able to the same degree of the Chatas, they're not going to bring the same Ola. It doesn't matter. This person is Ba Lifnei Hashem. We give him the same opportunity of rehabilitation. Spiritual opportunity should never, ever, ever depend on a person's financial limitation. So we have a responsibility in terms of bringing people Lifnei Hashem. I think that's the point the Torah is trying to make. But I want to try to bring the raya for this from the end of the... this is actually from the Gemara in Krisos on Kaf Ches, from the end of the section. Zos teras asher bo nega teras asher lo sasigado b'toraso. He should be able to come Lifnei Hashem despite his financial limitations. Zos Toras. Toras Rabbis Mitzor Ani Shevi Korban Asher Shiyatza. Let's say he didn't realize he had this opportunity. So we're not going to say, you know, you're an Ani, you have to bring, you know, the Shtei Terim Shtei B'nei Yona. Yachol Afilu Asher Shehevi Korban Ani Yatza. So you could say, well, if it works, it, you know, verbatim, the Torah listed it, so it should work just the same. So he happens to be an usher, so maybe he's not the most honest person. But is that going to be meratzeh for him? Lifnei Hashem, Talmudomar Zos. It's a miut. It's not meratzeh for him. Why? This is based on the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says that there are arba kitos that are never able to come to the mechitzah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a kach karim. Somebody who is deceitful. It's not that it's an Aveira in the realm of Gezel or whatever it is, and he should make it up later. If he wants, the whole purpose here is to come Lifnei Hashem. He cannot possibly come Lifnei Hashem because he's a liar. He's a liar. He's an Asher, and he's taking advantage, and he thinks, oh, well, you know, it works the same way for somebody who's a Dal. This person understands nothing of Lifnei Hashem.